Every time I hear that song, I'm just seeing my mind Sister Patsy Henderson and the girls standing over there behind that piano singing that song, A Speck of Dirt. That's all I am. Nothing worthy of the Lamb. Thank God the potter knows the clay. Psalmist said he remembered. We are but dust. How about that? God loves a bunch of dirt bags. Ain't you glad? Take your Bible to Psalms 122 tonight. Psalms 122. One verse of scripture and one thought. I don't have any notes tonight. That's normally not like me. I usually jot a few thoughts down. But I didn't even jot anything down. Just had a thought. I want to encourage you a little bit. And sometime to encourage you, I have to charge you. Yeah. And I don't mean send you a bill. I mean preach at you a little bit. Amen? Amen. Sometimes preaching will fire you up. Amen. Make you want to do better. Yeah. Make you want to get right. If it's real preaching. Amen. 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 There's some of that warm, fuzzy junk make you want to go in the corner and hug yourself. Amen. That ain't preaching. Amen. That's motivational speaking. Amen. Psalms 122. Look at verse number 1. David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Let me give you the redneck version. We King James around here, by the way. David was simply saying, Brother Harvey, I was glad when I got to go to church. I was glad when they said unto me, hey, let's go to church. Going to church is not gathering in a building. Going to church is when God's people, I'm talking about a blood-washed crowd, heaven bound with a hammer down, sins under the blood. That's the church. When we gather together in His name and around His word, let me say I'm glad when I get to go to church. Amen. You take sitting on these pews for granted sometime. I can load you up in my truck right now and carry you to a couple of places. I take you right down here to see Granny Faye Hart. And you get to talking about church, in a minute she'll be crying because she can't come. I can take you right next door to her house to Aunt Lily Hollis, and Uncle Ralph Hollis, and let you talk to them for a few minutes about church, and in a few minutes they'll be crying. We could travel right on up Highway 61 and we could go see Miss Marie Norton. In a few minutes she'd be weeping. Because she don't get to come to church. We could go down the road to the nursing home. We could go in there and sit down with Miss Peggy for a while. In just a few minutes, she'd be upset because she don't get to come to church. And we get to. We get to, Brother Harvey, and if we're not careful, we'll look for reasons not to. I don't know how old you are, but chances are, if the Lord tarries, there's coming a day when you won't get to. Yeah, that's right. I preached a message one time on why I live the life I live. Y'all remember that? I'll give you the points right quick. Number one, I want to. I live this life because I want to. I have a desire to serve God. I live this life not only because I want to, but because I ought to. After all God done for me, least I can do is live for Him. Amen. 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 I live the life I live because I want to, because I ought to. And I had a third point in there. It said because I get to. Somebody said, why you travel so much? Because I get to. Ain't it enough that you get to pastor a church? No, the Lord lets me do more. So I do it. Amen. Amen. You know why? I get to. One of these days I won't feel like traveling, Brother Harvey. You encourage me. How old are you now? 80? I'll be 74. I was close. Wants to start 10 churches over there before he's done. I believe he's going to do it. That encourages me, boy. I was a little discouraged about turning 49. I see that 50 coming down the road, and I thought, oh, man. And I thought about Brother Harvey. I thought, man, he still got some kick and some zip. Amen. I got some years to look forward to. Hey, I want to do it while I can. Then lastly in that message, I said I serve God and live the life I live because I want to, because I ought to, because I get to. And lastly, I said, I'm afraid not to. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Simply afraid not to. Listen, we get to come to church and we ought not take that for granted. Amen. And when we get to come to church, we're not going to some dried up dead something somewhere. Amen. Where there ain't nobody shed a tear in the altar in the coon's age. Where the baptistry ain't been filled up. They plant flowers up there. Amen. Thank God we're in a church where we're seeing people saved. We're seeing God move on a regular basis. Hey, we ought to be able to say with David, come next Sunday morning, I don't care if it's the Super Bowl, the World Series, I don't care what it is. Hey, we ought to be glad when they say unto us, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. I've been listening all week long, and especially my son Levi, he's in North Carolina tonight. His favorite channel on the television is ESPN. I get tired of hearing that junk. I ain't a big sports nut. Amen. If I can't do it, I don't care. No, I want to get in on the thing.
That's right. Yeah.
And they won't let me play football. They afraid I'll hurt them boys. Amen. Man, we sat in a hotel Friday night, and that's all we heard. Super Bowl, Broncos, Seahawks, Broncos, blah, 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 blah. I like Peyton Manning, don't get me wrong. I'm hoping he'll pull it out and stomp a mud hole in him, be honest with you. Amen. Somebody ought to shout right there. I really am. But, I would rather be here. Listen, last year somebody told me, one of our church members told me I was crazy. I could have went to the Super Bowl in New Orleans, Louisiana, all expenses paid. I'm talking about special seats. My little brother was playing in the band at halftime. All I had to do was show up. I said, man, I can't do that. He said, it's a chance of a lifetime. I said, so is where I'm going. I said, that crowd playing in that band won't never stand behind my pulpit. They'll never preach at Happy Valley Baptist Church, amen? But I get it. Hey, you're just going to a Super Bowl. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people get to do that. But there ain't but one man on the face of this planet going to preach behind that pulpit tonight, and that's me. Hey, I count it all joy, amen? I'm trying to encourage you about church tonight. All I've heard is the hype all week long. And I heard this term several times on talk radio, on the television, everywhere you look. And here's the term they use about today. You know what they call it? Super Sunday. Super Sunday. And I thought, why do they only get one a year? Why do they only get one Super Sunday a year? God has blessed us with 52 weeks. It's according to how the calendar falls, but we pert near got 52 Sundays every year that we live on the face of this earth. And bless God, I just want to shout out to you tonight. They're all Super Sundays. Every one of them. You know why people are so hyped up about tonight? A lot of them's got money riding on it. A lot of them's got money riding on it. Boy told me before he left here this morning, he ain't here tonight neither. I thought he was kidding. He might have been serious. He said, you pray for me. I got a lot of money riding on this game. I think he was teasing. But he really ain't here. Amen. Maybe he'll win and tithe. Maybe he'll buy that piano. I don't know. Amen. But seriously, I this is what I want to talk to you about tonight. We ought to take our Sundays as seriously as the world takes this one. Let me say it again. We ought to take our Sundays as serious as the world takes this one. There are companies and organizations and corporations fighting and bidding over who gets to have a commercial in the Super Bowl. Somebody told me yesterday that they spend millions of dollars for one 30-second commercial spot. How much? $4 million. $4 million for one commercial spot. I can't get a piano out of you. That just fit too good, Brother Todd. Had to. $4 million. I'd say they take the Super Bowl pretty serious, wouldn't you? Yeah. Yeah. Amen. One guy was on the commercial the other day. He's probably up there around Brother Harvey's age, and he had all these Super Bowl tickets fanned out like a hand of cards, and he's talking about how he'd been to every Super Bowl. Every Super Bowl. Every. Since they started Super Bowls, he'd been to every one of them. You know what? What is tonight's Super Bowl number? 48. Been to 48 Super Bowl. Man, I ain't got a tickets, but I wished I had something to fan out. Maybe church bulletins. We fan them things out and say, I've been to every church service since I got saved. Amen. I've been there every Sunday since I got born again. Amen. Amen. Hey, what I'm saying is we ought to take Sunday serious. I told you I was going to exhort you a little bit tonight. It's a shame that I have to come to this pulpit every Sunday morning and say, come on, choir. Come on, choir. Let's get up here, choir. If you sing in the choir, do you know you sing in the choir? Somebody help me tonight. I'm going to throw a fit. I'll preach till that game is over. Amen. If you sing in the choir, do you know you sing in the choir? Amen. Then don't sit down out there. Sit down up there. Amen. We ought to take it more serious. Yes, sir. It's Sunday, man. We're here. We're about the Father's business when Sunday comes. Amen. We ought to take it more serious. I guarantee if you spend about an hour praying on Saturday night, God, touch our choirs. We sing in the morning. God, I pray you'd be all over us. Whoever sing the specials, God, I pray you'd be all over them. God, I pray you'd fill the preacher with your power. Hey, you'd be in your spot and ready to go. You know why? Well, because you had something invested in the service. Amen. We ought to take these Super Sundays serious. You all right? What have you invested in? People are paying hundreds, even thousands of dollars for a ticket to get in that game. Some of y'all come in here this morning and dropped a dollar in the plate. We ought to take it a little more serious than what we do. Why? Because this is the day that we're about the Father's business. I don't take it for granted, Brother Warren, that Sunday after Sunday, them buses roll out of that parking lot, and by the grace of God, they're all three or four, however many they have, every one of them's a pile of junk. The world's done got done with them when we got them, and we've been running them for years now. I mean, they're sorry at best, but by the grace of God, they pull out that away and come back in that way, and them little old boys and girls step off of them. They come in to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, we ought to shout the roof off of this place every week. God allows them babies to come in here. Amen. Little boy got up and testified Friday night in that meeting. He come from Brother Steve Cox's church up in North Carolina. Their youth choir was singing. He got up there just a bawling, man. Brother Steve said, son Rodney, why don't you testify? That little boy started testifying. He said, I'm just a bus kid. Oh, that's all it took. I'm just a bus kid. I'm standing up on the front pew saying amen, buddy. That's all I am. That's all I'll ever be. Thank God he'll use a bus kid. Amen. And Lord, I take this thing for granted. God lets us do what we do. It ought to fire us up, man. Sundays are the day we're about God's business. Man, we ought to take that thing serious. If you was a big football fan, and if I got any fans in here tonight, really, I mean, you really follow football, bless your heart, everyone, good. You really follow football. If you had tickets, somebody paid for them in advance, maybe even died so you could have them.
Yeah, come on, preacher. Yeah, come on, bro.
You'd have started preparing months in advance.
Yes, sir.
To make that trip to that game.
Yes,
ma'am. Am I right? Sure you would. Now, I ain't a big football fan, but I am a rodeo fan. They have the National Finals Rodeo every year in Las Vegas, Nevada. They're moving it next year to Florida. I can drive there in a reasonable amount of time. But if somebody called me up and said, look, preacher, I got you in box seats all 10 nights. Got you staying in the MGM Grand or whatever. Everything's paid for. Yeah. Are y'all listening to me?
Yeah.
I'd make a big effort. 2,000 years ago, somebody bought my ticket for Super Sunday. Somebody paid my way, gave me a pass to be at every service, gave me a pass to be there every time he is. Bless God, the least I can do is show up.
Amen.
Amen. Sundays are the day we are about the Father's business. The best book is taught. The best people are gathered. Hallelujah. Super Sundays. They all ought to be super Sundays for us. As a church, we have what we call big days and special days. We have them with the bus ministry. We have them in here. The mayor wants to meet this week with me and Brother Steve Swofford. He wants to get all the churches in town together, not in the same building, but on the same Sunday to push for high attendance. I like that. Hey, man, that's good when you got a politician that likes to see people in church.
Amen.
I'm for it.
Amen.
We're going to get behind it. And we have special days and big days. But listen, man, every Sunday ought to be a big day. Are you listening to me? Let me give you a couple of reasons why it ought to be big to us. Because decisions are being made. Decisions are being made. You didn't see it maybe this morning, but not long after the singing got started, there were people sitting in our pews weeping this morning. Heavy hearts, Brother Harvey. There were marriages in this room this morning in trouble. There were lives that were on the line. And some of us didn't think no more about what we were doing. It's just another Sunday. Everything's old hat. Stand there with your hymn book mumbling Amazing Grace. How dare us. How dare us? People are making decisions that'll affect the rest of their life. We ought to turn to page number 57, open our mouth where you can see that thing wiggling in the back of our throat and sing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now we ought to sing it like we mean it. Nina sang that song this morning. What do you say to someone whose life is on the line? What do you say? There's nothing greater than grace. Man, we ought to belt that thing out like somebody's life depends on it. Decisions are being made. There's people sitting there this morning between heaven and hell, literally. Do you think you can make a difference in the service? Do you think I can make a difference in the service? Of course. Brother Todd, get up there and just about halfway play the piano and halfway sing. I don't expect much to come out of it. Thank God for people who'll get up there and give it all they got.
Amen.
Number one, we're doing it for God. But as we do it for God, God's doing something for them.
Amen.
You have no idea when God nudges your heart to testify. You have no idea that what God wants coming out of your mouth may make the difference in somebody sitting in that pew.
Amen.
Amen. We don't know, man. Sundays are a day when decisions are made. Oh, it'd blow your mind if you knew how many decisions were made here this morning. Some decided to come to the altar. Some decided to go out the door. But they all made a decision. Every one of them. Some made a right decision. Some made a wrong decision. Decisions are made. Decisions are made. Some decisions are made to trust Christ as their Savior. Are you listening? And by the way, we don't call salvation decisions around here. We call it salvation. Amen. New birth ain't a decision, boy. That's a whoo. It's a little more than that. People are deciding to trust Christ as their Savior. People are deciding to make a difference in their home and their marriage. People are deciding to lay down their habits and their sin. We take it for granted that God lets us be a part of that.
We have a time of fellowship. We take it for granted. Man, that's our opportunity to make a difference in somebody's life.
Yes, sir.
Let me say it again. They're all Super Sundays to me.
Yeah.
And we ought to take every one of them serious. We ought not to be sitting on the front row playing with Spider-Man or whoever it is. Put that thing up for a kid. Are y'all listening? We ought to take it serious. We ought to take it serious. You say, boy, I love my church, but I take my church serious. Really? Why are you saying that? You're texting. Yeah, bless him, Lord. I had a preacher friend of mine text me the other night. He was in a meeting, in a camp meeting. He's not a pastor, just a preacher. Travels for a living. Sometimes we go to church so much, it just becomes routine. He sent me a text. Here's what it said. Sitting in another dry service, listening to another boring preacher. I read that text and I thought, really? I don't want serving God to become that mundane to me. I don't care who's singing. I don't care who's preaching. If they're singing right and preaching right, hey, I count it an honor and a privilege to be there. I don't want to endure a service. I want to enjoy a service. Hey, it's by the grace of God I get to go to one. I didn't even respond to it. I waited until I saw him face to face. I was fixing to preach. He preached before me. He came and handed me the microphone after he was done. He said, praying for you, preacher. I said, hey, brother, hope I don't bore you. Hope I don't bore you. Are y'all okay?
Amen.
We ought to take this thing a little more serious than what we do. We ought to bathe every service in prayer and pray that God would do something. Amen. I'm glad today I keep looking at Carl sitting back there. Man, he's a blessing. Come here a little over a year ago. Almost a year. Homeless, man. Homeless, hooked on drugs, own family wouldn't let him in the house. Came to RU on Friday night, Brother Harvey. Heard the gospel, come back on Sunday, got born again. I'm glad somebody took that Sunday serious. I don't know what Sunday it was. People are making decisions that change their lives. You got a bed sleep in tonight, is that right? Car to drive, job to go to. You ain't high, are you? Hallelujah. And we get to be a part of that. Wonder what kind of service it would have been if he showed up that Sunday and everybody decided to just stay home. I don't know who was here that day, but I'm glad they showed up. I'm glad, hey, the Holy Spirit shows up around here pretty regular. He manifests himself. He's always here, but he manifests himself here pretty regular. I don't think he blesses our talent. He blesses our effort and our desire and our want to. Our Sundays ought to be super and special because decisions are being made that will affect people's lives forever and ever and ever. Are you listening to me? Tonight, whoever wins that game or loses, you know what it'll be tomorrow? Over. Over. How many Super Bowls? 43? 48? 48? Who won the third one? Or no, I'd have one nut that would know.
My whole point was going to be, Brother Bob, nobody knows who even won. Brother Bob, I was going to throw out another year, brother, that I ain't going to fool with. What I'm saying is there'll be a day when nobody'll even remember. Brother Bob's one of the few out of all the people's in here tonight, one person knew who won the third Super Bowl. Brother Bob. Was it Green Bay too? Second one? Okay. Listen, man, what we're doing is eternal. Brother Carl ain't going to be saved for 43 years, 48 years. He's going to be saved for eternity. We go on and on and on around here about people who came to our church separated. Husbands and wives living in separate homes. As a last-ditch effort, they came to church. God put their marriage back together. Man, that's eternal. We ought to take that thing serious. Decisions are being made. We ought to walk in here prayed up. Amen. I was shocked as I was listening to ESPN with my son Friday night. I was shocked. They had like three old retired football players, and they all had rings, you know, the Super Bowl ring. And they was talking about all these players. Man, they knew how many yards they had rushed for, they knew all these, what do you call them, stats. They had all these stats and they knew all that stuff. I thought, boy, I wish my people knew scripture like that. Amen. Boy, I wish my people knew the Bible like they know them football players. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Right. Amen. Ain't but one of them in that whole crowd impressed me. That's that little boy. He ain't no little boy no more. Been deaf since he was a little kid. Y'all see him? That's pretty cool, man. He overcome some obstacles to be in there. Plays for the Seahawks. Deaf. Can't hear. I think that was pretty cool. Anyway, but they know all these facts about all these people. And it don't mean nothing. Man, we come in here on Sunday and it means everything. It means heaven or hell. It means life or death. It means happiness or sorrow. Decisions are being made, and we get to be a part of that. Amen? Man, if we don't behave like we ought to behave in the house of God, people walk in here and look around and go, man, if they ain't enjoying it, I sure won't. If it ain't helping them, why should I try? Decisions are being made. Doubts are being cast aside. Man stopped me at the door this morning. Never seen him in my life. Young man. Shook my hand. I preached on slippery places. I preached on the snowstorm this morning, Brother Hart. I preached on slippery places. How we find ourselves in some slippery places. And I talked about the slippery places of sin. That young man stopped out there. He said, you know what? He said, you made me believe this morning I can do something about my situation. I don't know if he'll ever come back. I hope he does. But I'm glad when he came, he got something this morning. I don't know what his situation is. I didn't ask. I wasn't being nosy. But I'm glad that he got something in the house of God this morning. I didn't know him. I didn't know he was in a slippery place. But he knew it, and the Holy Ghost knew it. Amen. He come in not believing he could do anything about it. People come in helpless. They come in hopeless. We've got the answer. Lord, take this. Hey, choir. Take it serious next Sunday morning. Please, do me a favor. Next Sunday morning, I don't even want to have... Don't come up here and say, is the choir singing? Get up there. If something happens and we ain't, I'll tell you to come down. But next Sunday morning, be there like a clock a ticking. Interrupt your Sunday school teacher and say, we got to go. Amen. Look at Brother Freddie and go. Look at Brother Charles and say, hey, Doc. Choir, you remember what the preacher said last Sunday night? Amen. Be in your spot. Have a spirit of prayer in your heart when you step up. You the first thing they see and they walk through the door. When it's 11 o'clock next Sunday morning, don't make Brother Charles stand here and say, all right, now let's get our songbook. Okay, let's get our song. Come on, let's get. Man, I get so tired of that. Sounds like a broken record.
Yes, sir.
11 o'clock, be sitting there with your songbook in your hand coming, come on, Doc, let's go. I'm ready to sing.
Amen.
Y'all okay?
Amen.
Man, it's about to get on.
Yeah.
Preacher's fixing to open that book. Brother Todd and them's going to sing. But yeah, I'm telling you, the Lord's fixing to show up and do something for somebody. Let's not take this thing for granted. Let's take it serious. Why? It's Super Sunday. It's Super Sunday. It will be next Sunday. Did you know, and I'm done preaching. I told you I didn't even have a message tonight. Just thought. I want to encourage you about taking what we do serious. And it don't matter whether we got 400 or 400. It's still serious. But God is my witness, Brother Harvey. There are churches all over this country who've moved their pulpits tonight.
Shame on them.
Shame on them.
And they're playing a ball game in the house of God.
Shame on them.
Advertising Budweiser and a rock and roll. Who's playing the halftime show tonight?
Bruno Mars.
Who?
Bruno Mars.
I don't even know who that is. Last year it was Beyonce summoning her demon. They had that in churches. Summons in her. Oh, that ain't hearsay. She said that out of her own mouth. Summons in her own. She performs a whole lot better. She even has her little demon name. You tell me where that's got business in the house of God. I ain't against you watching the ball game. I'm not that ridiculous. I'm not against you watching the ball game, but Beyonce ain't got no business in my pulpit. I'll Beyonce her out over that railroad track right there. I don't care how many little demons she got. I got a Savior can whoop them all. This means a little more to me than that. It ought to mean a little more to us than that. Some of you came to church tonight saying, boy, I hope we get out early. Really? I don't care if we do or not.
Amen.
And I want God to have his way.
Yeah. Amen.
Do you know what we'll get out of this thing? About what we put in it.
That's right.
About what we put in it. Well, we'll take it serious. Sunday school teachers, you're going to get out of that class about what you put in it.
Yeah.
You wait 11:30 on Saturday night, dig and scratch for about 20 minutes, don't expect much. Man, you fast and pray and seek God, look out. You take it serious, God will take it serious.
Amen.
Amen. Next Sunday, February the 9th will be Super Sunday.
Yes.
Somebody say, oh no, that was last Sunday. No, it's every Sunday.
That's right.
We ought to take every Sunday in this place serious. Listen, I'm almost done. Brother Todd, y'all come on the pulpit. Do you know we've got people that will only come on Sunday morning?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen.
It's the only time they go to church. I got preacher friends that I preach for. They'd skin that crowd's hide. They would. I mean, boy, what they do, they preach about them when they ain't there. Let me tell you something. I'm glad they're here.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You mouth off at them too much, you're going to do business with me. I'm glad they come on Sunday morning.
Yes,
amen. Yeah, but if they was right with God, they'd come back on Sunday night and they'd come back on Wednesday night.
If you was right with God, you wouldn't say nothing about it. One of these Sunday mornings, the Holy Spirit's going to sit down in the pew with them.
Yeah.
Are you listening? I got people personally that only come on Sunday morning I'm praying for. You know what I'm praying? They'll get in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching them squirm when I was talking about that slippery road of surrender this morning.
was watching, some of them was uneasy. They know God wants them to go all in.
Yeah.
Serious business. Let's stand to our feet tonight. You say, preacher, that ain't much of a message. I know it. Boy, who knows what would happen if we'd take this thing serious. You mind God tonight. Maybe we'll just pray, God, help me to take the service of the Lord serious. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, they all super. We get together with God's people. We get to do that. Well, we'll take that thing serious.